Safety. The faster you close them, the better. When this was closed out previously, Senator Face had forgotten a couple of add-ons that came in late, and we'd like to now go into those. Senator Face, I'll just let you go through where you started, out.
Okay, yes, sir. On page 56, all right, let me just make sure. Yes, on page 56, under Grants Administration, there were two add-ons that we left off that were pending before the full committee that we neglected to look at, and one of them is from the Tanana Chief, Board of the Tanana Chiefs, for a capital projects documentary. Senator Moss is requesting, and he feels that the capital projects that are done in rural Alaska, there needs to be some kind of documentation and a documentary film made as to the progress of the projects, what happens, how they do it, the kinds of paperwork that needs to be filled out, and that kind of thing. There's a very thorough backup on this, and that's for $100,090, and I would move that figure.
Under
Grants Administration, page 56.
One moment, please. Get the bill out of committee. Okay, under grants, I'm sorry, say it again one more time.
Sure. On page 56, Grants Administration, this is a request from Senator Moss to the Tanana Chiefs Conference for a capital projects documentary to produce a one-hour videotape presentation on capital projects in the villages covering the history, the community involvement, future necessary capital projects, how the capital projects fit into the community, all of those things that would help give more information as to how capital projects are prepared for rural Alaska. And the sum of money is $100,090, and I would move that amount.
$190,000?
Yes. No,
$100,090. Is there an objection? I don't see the value, but...
Okay, the next one, Mr. Chairman, is yourself, Nelson Island Reindeer Industry Program for $250,000. The backup is in your book, and I would move that amount.
Just for the information of the Finance Committee, this is the last time I'm ever going to come in for a reindeer study. This is the reindeer study of all reindeer studies. Is there an objection? Without objection.
The next one, Mr. Chairman, is on page 68. Under statewide assistance and entitlement, from Senator Moss, 148.8 for an Upper Tanana Regional Advisory Committee. The backup, again, is in your packets. This is an ongoing advisory committee. They perform a number of planning functions. They've been there for several years, and I would move 148.8.
I might state with regard to this, I think this is like the either third or fourth year that this has gone in there, and it should be in the base, actually, of the department as part of their whole planning program that they have throughout the state, but they've never done it. I would highly recommend it. Is there an objection? Without objection.
And one more, Mr. Chairman. On page 68, Senators Ferguson and Sackett request KNA Agricultural Project. There's two more. I'm sorry. On page 68, KNA Agricultural Project from Senator Sackett, $47,000.
Okay. What this is to the committee is that this had been included into the capital budget, and it's really an operating cost. And again, this is the second year of that program. Is there any objection? Without objection.
And the last one, the Bering Sea Fishermen's Association, also on page 68, Senator Ferguson and Sackett for $250,000.
A again, this is the third or fourth year of this. At some point in time, these departments ought to put it into their books, but they're not. Is there an objection? Without objection. Were there any more? If not,
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Fisher?
I have a small one. Unfortunately, I haven't got my book here right now. On page 22, the internship program for Alaska. This was a program previously funded by the Employment Opportunity Program in CRA. The funds are no longer available for internship programs. It's a small program, but I think very valuable. It offers an educational career development experience to students and recent graduates through internship with both public and nonprofit agencies. The backup provides full information on it. It's 38.6.
Mr. Chairman, for further information, this program was run completely through volunteer and in-kind support until May of 1983, when they were awarded a $50,000 grant from Employment Opportunity Division of CNRA. This grant, though due to end April 30th, by careful planning, they can extend the deadline of the grant through July. This is the first year of operation for this program. It was a new program last year, and Senator Fisher did explain what it was. This is paying college students or newly graduates to work as with nonprofits as part of their administrative staff.
Do you have a recommendation?
Well, I'm not enamored with this. I think there are other ways of doing this kind of thing. I think it's a program that they do get a lot of in-kind contributions and volunteer support, and I wouldn't think that they'd need this additional state money. It's a new program that we can stop now or one that we can continue. I will object.
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Fisher?
It's a small amount. It's probably as cost-effective a program as we'll be approving today, and it provides opportunity for school graduates and students to have an internship. These maybe the agencies can receive it can receive similar services to in-kind volunteer contributions. However, the students would never receive that kind of an experience of going into agencies and actually having what they call hands-on experience. If you look at the organizations that have requested interns, you see a broad spectrum of everything from liberal to conservative, from arts and historical to native organizations, youth programs and senior programs. This is a minute amount compared to everything else that we're doing, and as I say, I think it would be an extremely cost-effective program, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to move its approval.
Okay. All in favor of the proposal, indicate by raising your right hand. Motion.
Thanks, Chair.
Would there be any objection to put the intent on the Bering Sea Fishermen Association to the effect that it is the intent of the legislature that the headquarters for the Bering Sea Fishermen shall be in Anchorage with a field office in Kotzebue? If there's no objection, that will be included as a part of the intent. Give that to the people back there. Senator, were there any other? Senator Fakes, Senators, were there any other additions? Hold on a second. Hey, would you, with this I remove, do you think customer energy and minerals development? In this add-on, Senator Bates, there were a couple of others that I wanted to propose. On page 68, there was a request I had from Newnham Klutzke. If I can just find it for a second. Okay, last year we provided this fund, and again, this has to do with primarily the effects of the impact of potential outer continental shelf oil development. And in trying to get information and a better understanding between the oil companies and the local communities in the Lower Yukon and Lower Kuskokwim regions. It was provided last year, and it's for $125,000 to travel out there and hold hearings with the oil companies so that, one of the problems that we face is that a lot of people, when they don't understand anything, have immediately a real suspicion and a fear of any type of development. And with the educational program that the major oil companies have had in conjunction with the state, they've been able to go out there and hold meetings and explain just what the effects are in other parts of the state and other parts of the nation. It's worked out to be an excellent program. It's for $125,000. It's a continuation of one I'd like to continue to propose. It's for $125,000. I'd move on that. Would there be any objection? Without objection. Am I done? Is everybody else done? I hate to have to make these big pleas before the full committee, but I didn't serve on the CNRA subcommittee, and everybody else got theirs in on that.
Chairman, I didn't serve.
You and me. You hold just one moment, please.
Mr. Chairman?
Go ahead, Dallas.
Is the Selawik, can I ask Mike a question?
Certainly.
Is the Selawik agricultural program rolled into the base of the budget?
No, we have it funded in capital budget.
Okay.
Let me hold this. Not at this point in time. They don't need that damn. That's all I have. Anything further? CNRA is closed permanently. Department of Revenue? The first item that I would like to open is from page 6, and this is a request from Senator Ziegler with regard to the municipal assistance for Metlakatla. For years, they haven't received any assistance whatsoever, and they had a bill in, and evidently it's not going to be moving this year, so in lieu of that, they would like to receive some assistance. They do receive revenue sharing already from the Department of Community and Regional Affairs. The total that they will be $148,200, and I would move on that motion and see if there's any objection.
Mr. Chairman?
Senator?
I think this is a good way to handle this problem. I think there is a problem there. There's some legal problems, and I'm very supportive of this way of handling the problem at this time.
Okay. Without objection, then, to the $90 million, we'll add another $148,200, specifically with intent that it goes to Metlakatla. Were there any other additions to the Department of Revenue? Revenue is closed. Department of Transportation, Senator Josephson has a subcommittee on that. Senator Josephson, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. on page 32, we have one modification, which will be on the Highway Working Capital Fund for funding adjustments. Line 12 under General Fund, we're proposing the figure minus $10 million. Line 14, Other Funds, the positive figure, $10 million. Mr. Chairman, this is similar to the transaction which the legislature did in 1983 and 1984. It involves the reappropriation of funds from the Highway Working Capital Fund to the General Fund. The Highway Working Capital Fund equipment fleet is accumulating monies now in excess of, I think, 40 plus millions of dollars. The Commissioner Knapp discussed this item with me and has no objection to it. He will be implementing a program of reviewing the rate structure and the depreciation practices on the equipment fleet, and I believe can accommodate this adjustment, which reduces general fund support for the department by $10 million.
Mr. Chairman, that still leaves $30 million.
Yes, it does. I move that adjustment, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, is there an objection? You told him about the meeting that we've had?
Yes.
Okay. Is there an objection? Okay, we reduced that by $10 million. And just might add that the commissioner, Commissioner Knapp, seems to be very, very positive towards trying to clean up this whole thing. And by, he asked for some time, and he agreed that there were a lot of funds that were in excess there. How much, he didn't know specifically, but it was definitely at least $10 million. And with that attitude, I hope by next year we could have a real good plan whereby we can start cleaning up that mess over there. Department Administration. Sure. Can we just take a 2 minute at ease? Going into the Department of Administration, there was one more item open in Department of Transportation and Public Safety, and that was on page 12, having to do with the Alaska Railroad. Let's go to that. Mr. Chairman, that was an item which is open because no decision has been made as to what entity will house the functions of the railroad. And I would move on page 12 to delete the figure of 302.1. The governor's amended was 304.1. Put in a zero figure with the understanding that later a fiscal note will reflect our action when we get to the merits of the railroad and where it should be constituted.
Right.
No objection to that? That's deleted. Okay. Department of Administration. The first item is on page 12. And although this is closed, there's been some new information that we received. Why don't you explain it to us, Mike?
Okay, Mr. Chairman, on page 14 for the Pioneer Home and Palmer, our original information from the department indicated that the level that the Senate previously adopted was sufficient to meet the need for F-485. We've come across some new information, and it appears that that won't do the job, and that the we'll recommend 10 additional positions for the Palmer Home to bring the total to 3502.5 and 77 authorized full-time positions.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Fisher and I had a tour of the Pioneer Home in Anchorage and were advised specifically about the problem Mr. Scott speaks to and the nature of the resident mix as far as the care level required justifies this request.
Is there an objection to the addition for the Palmer one?
On page what, Mr. Chairman?
I had page 12, but that's not on page 12.
Page,
page 14. And that's a total of addition of how much?
It's additional on top of what we see already in the Senate column of 219.6 for a new total of 3502.5 with 77 full-time positions.
77 full-time positions?
Yes.
Is there an objection to that? Okay, the next page is on page 36.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. That request came in the day after the Senate met to close out this budget for the first time. However, the need is sufficient that Senator Eliason did make the request, and the Public Defender's Office does say that it is a needed position.
For Sitka, and that would be an addition of 142.8?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, for a new total of 707.3.
New positions, 10, 11.
Yes.
Is there an objection? Page 40.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, this is was held open from the first go-around to allow the Anchorage area legislators to meet with the mayor of the municipality to see if they could come to some agreement whether or not the municipality would pick up those cases that are now handled by the court that the municipality generates. As we understand it, the result of their meetings, they couldn't agree that the municipal assistance level that the Senate was recommending would be the guaranteed level or that which finally came out the other end. So the mayor didn't feel he could make a commitment to take on those cases.
Even though he collects more than $1 million in fees?
There's absolutely no way I'm going to give any more money to this until the municipality does something about that, and that includes getting any new judges for Anchorage. And I'll guarantee you that right now. I'm sick and tired of you people double-dipping in that city up there. We give you so goddamn much money for revenue sharing, we give you everything that you can possibly ask for, and then you turn around and ask for more. And there's just no way. This judicial district is either going to get 2,507.1 and no more. There just comes a point in time when greed has to stop with regard to Anchorage. And that's what it is. You can't have your cake and eat it too and eat the rest of the state. And if there's somebody here from Anchorage, I wish you'd relay that to your goddamn mayor up there.
Mr. Chairman?
I move on the figure of 2,507.1. Is there an objection?
I'll object, Mr. Chairman. Yes,
go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, I don't think Anchorage receives any disproportionate amount of revenue sharing or municipal assistance. On this particular item, I'd like you to know that Senator Josephson and I met with the mayor, as requested by you.
No, I'd ask Janet Fixon. Go ahead. I had asked Senator Fixon, Joe, to meet with him. Mr. Chairman, I'm not mad at you, and I'm not mad at any of the members here, but I'm sick and tired of Anchorage trying to double-dip in everything.
Mr. Chairman, I might. Looking at this in a different perspective, we did meet with the mayor, and I think he was responsive to what we were trying to say. By the way, during the committee proceedings before, when we had this item up, it was said that the municipality prosecutes people, receives the fines and forfeitures, and the prisoners that result are kept at state expense, and that, for the record, should be corrected, because the municipality does pay for the care of those prisoners. I'm not exactly sure where we are. I think it's a legislative decision to make. As you know, Mr. Chairman, I have supported from the beginning, although I am from Anchorage, the idea that the city should pay for the cost of the public defenders generated by its prosecutions under its own ordinances. The city, of course, could elect to prosecute people under state law. It does not make that election to do that, but that is done in other communities. I agree with Senator Fisher that, as a whole, Anchorage does not receive a disproportionate share of revenues. I support you and others in the committee who feel that the city should pay for its own for the public defender item that it generates in defense of its own prosecutions. I think that would result in better screening of municipal prosecutions.
It certainly would. And when they refuse to do anything about it, then we do have a problem. And what do you mean you don't receive a disproportionate share?
Well,
just out of revenue sharing alone of the $20 million that we just pumped up in this committee, Anchorage gets half of it, $9 million some odd dollars.
Which is
now, you would think that they would be doing something with that to take care of some of their own problems.
Mr. Chairman, that is proportionate to the population of Anchorage and to the fact that Anchorage is a center for providing social and other services to people in Alaska. So,
Mr. Chairman, I was going to say before that the mayor was agreeable when we talked to him to the municipality picking up the public defender cost out of the additional revenue sharing. And the only factor was that there's no guarantee whatsoever that funding will be made available to the municipality in the forthcoming fiscal year, because that still depends on the outcome of the budget. So that the municipality is not stonewalling this, I think they are ready to cooperate, and the mayor in particular was most willing to pursue the course that you had suggested.
I am hoping they're going to cooperate. I'm just pushing them a little bit to cooperate.
Under Sackett, that bill is still in the House. Hopefully it's coming out of the House Finance Committee to provide for a method which the area might, prosecutor's office might be more careful in the screening, spend hundreds or thousands of dollars on a $5 or $6 problem. But it's sitting over there, and I suspect the mayor helped us, that bill would come out.
It's sitting over there because now we don't have the votes on the floor, because they've been campaigning and working on the people to make sure that it fails.
Right.
And I'm not going to do anything to try and help that community anymore if they can't start helping themselves, particularly with the fact that they're getting monies off of these people. They're keeping all of those monies that they're charging people for in terms of fees and everything. Fine. That doesn't go back into the general fund. We pick up the tab on everything else, in addition to giving them general revenue sharing monies. Now, fair is fair, and I've gone out of my way time and time again to provide them with funds to treat them equally. But there comes a time when you just can't say, you can't do it anymore. That's the end of it. And today happens to be the end of it.
Mr. Chairman, if I might inquire.
Senator Faves?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. The House bill will move, and there's no problems with the House leadership in moving the bill, but right now the votes aren't there, as was stated, and that if the mayor is in favor of this, if he would release some of those votes that he has gathered, no votes on that bill, then there would be sufficient votes to pass the bill, and it would go out on the floor almost immediately. But we do need the cooperation of the mayor of Anchorage to release those votes that he has garnered against that bill.
Jim, if you're here to defend the mayor,
that's the First Amendment. Mr. Chairman, your figure of 2507, refresh me on the mechanics of this. If the committee wished to provide adequate public defender service, but call upon the municipality to provide defense of municipal ordinance cases, how can that be achieved?
That can be achieved, but because of the 41 people that we presently have in the public defender's office in the Anchorage district and in Anchorage itself, would be relieved of all of those headaches that they have working on with the municipality of Anchorage, and they could then work on other projects as public defenders throughout the state. That was the testimony that they gave us last week.
Well, my question is there a way through intent language that we could indicate the intent that the defense of municipal cases be carried on through a municipal office if action is forthcoming on the revenue share?
Intent doesn't make any difference. Yes, or not. Intent can either be followed or ignored. And this is one time and all of you know me. I don't get angry that often. But when I see something that's misused and abused time and time again by different municipalities, and this one in particular, then there comes a time when you just have to say no.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I don't necessarily agree that it is Mayor Knowles who is tying up votes in the House.
Well, who is the Mayor of Anchorage?
Mayor Knowles is the Mayor of Anchorage until further notice. Mr. Chairman, the prosecutor, Mr. Bailey, may have his own agenda. I don't know about that.
Who hires him?
Mayor Knowles hires
Thank
him.
Thank you.
But I do not. I think there is a distinction, and I do not. I will look into that. But I doubt, frankly, knowing what I know about House politics, which is too little, that Tony Knowles has that much clout in the House majority coalition.
I follow this very closely. Take my word for it, okay? And I know how you can trust my word. Is there any objection to 2507.1? Without objection. Next one. Page 120.
Excuse me, yes, Mr. Chairman, that was kept open. We're trying to develop a new method of delivering television services and audio conferencing, and we'll work streamline that. We're still working on that. Would recommend closing at this point and pending any new developments.
Yeah. The recommendation to close at this point is contingent upon working out a relationship or working on a study between the Department of Administration, Learn Alaska at the University of Alaska, and the legislature, and John Shively from the governor's office during this interim to try and get a handle on this totally fragmented system of telecommunications. And there's nothing we can do at this point in time in terms of the budget, so I recommend closure. Is there an objection? Page 150.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. This is a situation similar to the Palmer Pioneer Home. The original figure provided by the department, we were under the impression was sufficient. We understand now that it's not, and would recommend taking the governor's original figure of 1753.9.
Is there an objection? Without objection.
Mr. Chairman, with the intent with that as well.
With the intent that goes along with that, yes.
And that's it.
Department administration is closed. Senator Fisher, we have comms and economic development.
Page 60, Mr. Chairman.
First page is page 60?
I believe so. No, first page is 48. Alaska Power Authority, plant operation and maintenance. There was a question about whether this figure should be reduced. I've discussed it further with the chairman of the House Finance Committee. They have a much lower figure. However, there's some serious questions, and they're willing to look at it further. I believe we need to look at it further between now and whenever the conference committee determines a figure. I would therefore stay with the proposed Senate figure and move 2,490.9 so that this can be worked out further.
The two or four?
2,490.9.
Mr. Chairman, what page are we on?
I'm on page 48.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman. I'm on page 46.
Oh.
My mistake. 48 had been closed.
Okay, there was discussion on that. Anybody has any questions now? Without objection.
Next one, Mr. Chairman, is page 60. I had proposed a legislative add-on of one energy specialist to develop the rural component of a long-term energy plan. I withdraw this request and move the figure of 519.7.
Without objection.
Mr. Chairman, on tourism, we've had a response to the inquiry about the Germany office. I believe you distributed copies. We have a further response on how the additional $1 million would be used. The bulk of it would go for extending the marketing season through April, increasing the impact of television commercials from a 7-week period to 11-week period. An additional amount would be provided for brochures to increase the Alaska Vacation Planner distribution from 500,000 copies to 700,000 copies. Mr. Chairman, I move 8,108.7.
Mr. Chairman, what page are we on?
Senator Mulcahy, 86.
86.
Senator Fisher, when you were looking at this tourism office in Germany, in light of the view that none of us even knew about it since about a week ago, do you have a recommendation on it?
Mr. Chairman, it appears to be a bona fide operation. It has continued from before. I've looked into it, and apparently the number of foreign tourists that we get from Germany exceeds that from any other European country. The potential is seen as being maximum in terms of development. It seems to be maximum in Germany and around Germany, and this seems to be, from my standpoint, this would be a justified expenditure of state funds. There was a sole source contract issued for this particular operation in Germany. The party to whom the contract was issued appears to be eminently qualified based on the justification of June 16, 1983. I personally have no problem with it. I'll be glad to go and inspect it this summer.
I think Monica, you beat you to it.
Thunder Fakes wants to have a one-way trip.
Just as an aside, do we have any operating expenses for this grand tour ship that we paid $750,000 for?
Mr. Chairman, not that I've seen anywhere in the Commerce budget. There was a $750,000 capital appropriation in House Bill 491, or 691, whatever it was.
Were there any questions on tourism? Any objection to the figure?
Mr. Chairman, the next one is page 92. That was left open, Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute. There were a number of questions asked.
I had one on 90. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yeah.
Page 92. There were a number of questions asked about ASME. We have a detailed written response submitted by the department. It is my personal conclusion that the expenditures are justified, and while I was very strongly for the 2-to-1 ratio, I for one would be willing to go along with the $3,813.4.
Is there any objection? One good thing that can be said about Alaska Seafood Marketing is that at least that industry contributes something to the state coffers.
That's all, Mr. Chairman, for Commerce and Economic Development.
Department of Public Safety. The only one is on page 70.
Oh, all right. Okay. All right.
One of our favorites.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure what it is. Stand by for this. Yep, it is. Why don't you hand that on?
Oh, okay. There were two Senate requested. One was for $49,000 for an affinity film project, which, as I understand it, this is the second of a series of rape projects. Either Rape 2 or Rape, a continuing saga. Or,
Mr. Chairman, go ahead. The first film was called No Word for Rape.
Hey, you got some more add-ons here?
Is this
the same one?
Yeah, same one. Second film, Violence in Our Society, Working for Change. This was an item put in the capital budget in 83 and vetoed by Governor Sheffield on the basis that it was an operating item. And it is back.
Joe, which one is it? I'm sorry.
This is on the Affinity Film Matter, page 70, $49,000.
Yeah. How about the $400,000 you wanted?
That's been reduced in the request that Senator Fisher will make to $217,000.
Good. You ready, Vic? Go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, the other request is to increase the grants line by $217,000.6. This would bring the would fully restore the FY84 cuts to programs. It would help fund three new programs at $50,000 each for a total of $150,000. This is out of $409,000 in new requests. And upgrade the part-time data clerk position to full-time research analyst, which would cost $26.1. I guess the 26.1 would go into personal services, 191.5 would be an add-on to grants.
You said 50,000 each comes to 150, plus an upgrade doesn't quite come to 217.
Mr. Chairman, the 150 and 41.5.
I'm sorry, I'm not following your pages.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead. I got it here.
The 41.5 is designed to fully restore FY84 cuts to programs in FY84 and fund the new programs at 150 to a total of 191.5, and then the additional position is 26.1.
Every other. Just for consistency's sake, and that's all I'm concerned about. On inflation of different grants, we do not provide inflation from year to year, as I recall, on different grants that we get. Right. Why are we providing inflation here? Are that's we? What your restoring of 84 program cuts does.
Was that, were those the program cuts done by the council based on inflation?
No. These are from FY84 to FY85 inflation. Is that correct?
Yeah.
That's an inflation adjustment.
Mr. Chairman, the cuts I'm talking about were program cuts in FY84 grants made to the various organizations because they didn't have enough money to go around.
Did they prorate it?
The appropriation.
Did they prorate it like everybody else did? Alcoholism and everyone else.
Reductions were placed on five programs, three in Anchorage and two in Juneau, because they added new programs elsewhere in Alaska, so that those were reduced.
Yeah, I'm just trying to be consistent. For example, in alcoholism, we'd reduced their budget substantially last year. Everyone had to take a cut, and everyone managed to live by it. Now, why do we have to not only give them the adjustments for FY84, but add that on to FY85. I mean, why one and not all of them?
Ms. Chairman.
Sorry, isn't it?
Some of the grants took a 4% increase, not all. It wasn't consistent with, we picked and choosed and we discussed them, who needed, who didn't, but there wasn't, it wasn't done to put back programs that were lost because the legislature decreased the funding. That, if I understand this correctly, that's not what we did. We didn't restore anybody. In fact, that we had several requests to do that, and we didn't. With the children's centers, for instance, Mr. Chairman, the Alaska Children's Center and the various youth homes across the state took program cuts, and they weren't replaced.
Mr. Chairman?
Go ahead.
Since the council has 409,000.7 in new program requests, I would suggest that the additional amount of 191.5 be included in the grants line without specifying that any amount be given to cover program cuts.
Okay, say it again.
That the amount of 191.5 be included in the grants line, however, without any intent that that be to reinstate monies cut out previously. In other words, not to compensate for program cuts, and leave it up to council discretion as to whether they will provide the money for the new programs.
That's what they do anyway, because if they're anything like the Council on Alcohol and Drug Abuse, it doesn't matter what you have on a piece of paper, they don't follow it anyway. But I would propose that if you want three new programs, which they'll never get probably, but they'll add to the base, take the $150,000, take your $40,000 rape movie, and what's the 176.1? What's that for?
Excuse me, may I ask an information question?
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman?
Chair?
To Senator Josephson. Senator Josephson, is there any way, does this have to be a direct grant to a specific recipient on this movie? Are there more people out there that make these movies? Are we rewarding someone from coming to the, I'm just asking an information question. Is there more than one person that can do this movie out there, and would it be better just to put in the money for and let it go out on contract?
I can't answer that. There are obviously other movie makers. This is the only group that has come forward with a proposal and has already done one film in a series. It's really a judgment for the committee to make.
Well, if it's, it's over $25,000, it's going to have to be bid anyway, I would imagine.
You mean if
it better be.
We won't just automatically give it because it's named as a direct recipient in the budget?
It goes out for bid.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I think that they're trying to do. Isn't that right? Or am I wrong? If it's just a film on societal violence and it's going to go out for bid, then I have no problems with it. But if it's a direct grant to a named recipient without going out to bid, then I have some problems with it.
Who is Affinity, anyway?
Affinity Films is a group of women in Anchorage who made the first film and who submitted this proposal to the Humanities Forum. That's part of the backup.
From my hand, does anyone know, is there a third and fourth film after the film two, or is it like a Superman series?
Like Jaws 3.
If there's a total package, we should know about that.
Well, Mr. Chairman, for educational purposes, I would support a film, because I think high school students of various service organizations can utilize these films, and I think they're worthwhile and they're very educational. My problem is a philosophical one, giving it out to a specific recipient in the budget. If it's going to go through the contracting process and we just allocate the $49,000 to the Council of Domestic Violence, then I'm very supportive of that.
Well, Mr.
But
Chairman,
naming them, I would have some problems with.
Chairman, I have no particular issue with that either way. I think that we're likely to find that because of their experience and the work they've done, they will have an advantage over other potential contractors that we can't do anything about.
That's fine. They can bid on it.
That's fine.
They can get that as a part of their thing.
Sure.
Okay, I make the following motion. A total of $4,571,400, which includes $49,000 for a film project, take out Affinity, plus $150,000 more add-on.
I don't give a damn where it goes.
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah.
Would you include the personal services 26.1 for the upgrade of the data clerk to
part-time? Yeah, they can take it out of that. Well, I don't understand why they... I don't mind a data clerk. I'm wondering why they need a researcher. Next year, we're going to have a coordinator for the researcher and the data clerk. I'm just trying to keep this thing down so that it goes directly out to people. We don't need a central office. And I think that having it in public safety has been a good thing because I'm real pleased with that department in trying to keep things down. Anything more for public safety?
Let's find the figure of it.
What is my figure? I mentioned 5, 4, 5, 7, 1.4. Alaska court system, even though it was closed, I have one more addition I would like to propose as a result of working up in Anchorage this weekend. It's on page 6. Is that it? Where is it? It was for a lead analyst programmer. We gave 9 positions total, I think it was, to the court system. 9 looks such a minuscule amount after we've taken care of everyone else. But it's all they requested, except they're desperate for this lead analyst programmer for $59,700. It'd be one more position. And I'd move on that. Without objection? Okay, you can give them that data. Now, University of Alaska. It won't take long. Actually, we could do it 8:30 tomorrow and just do the legislature at the same time, and we'll be done. Let's do the university at 8:30 in the morning. We'll be done. It's not going to take that long, believe me. And we'll go through the legislature at the same time. That completes the budget. And if anybody has any requests for add-ons, tell them the whole damn thing is closed, okay? And it is closed.